Is Dan with us?
Yes, I am, George.
Okay. So I think hopefully we have everybody on board now. It's time to go. So I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And before we get started, though, I did want to make a comment to all of you that are on board here and everything. Thank you for sticking with the organization through this pandemic thing for several years. It's been trying and all, but for all the volunteers, for the workers, the DSOs, NSOs, everybody, I want to thank you for sticking with the organization, because that's what makes us strong. And you've all done a marvelous job. And so, I'm very proud of this organization and each and every one of you. Okay, with that being said, Dan, you want to go ahead and call the roll, please?
Absolutely. Chairman George Steets.
Present.
Commander Joseph Mosley.
Present.
CEO Adjutant Treasurer Daniel Contreras, present. Senior Vice Commander Nancy Casey.
Present. Good morning.
Good morning. Michael Kerr.
Present.
James Bogan. We'll wait on him. Junior Vice Commander Joseph Skoda.
Here, present.
Thank you. Judge Advocate Guy Anastasia.
Here.
Chairman of our CNS Commission, Delphine Metcalf Foster.
Present.
Thank you. All present or waiting on accounted for.
Well, James is there.
Okay. You see him? Can't hear him. That's fine. Okay, good.
Okay.
Hey, James. Okay.
Okay. Are there any additional items for the agenda, please?
No additional items.
Okay. I'm going to ask for an approval of the minutes to the last meeting. Did everybody get them?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion. We approve those minutes.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Commander Mosley, one second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We will carry that motion. Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the, that was taken care of. Okay. To approve the agenda.
James Bogan, so moved. Commander Mosley, seconds.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval of the agenda. Can I have a vote?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Okay. I now call on Adjutant Dan Contreras, National First Junior Vice Commander, past State Commander, Adjutant, Treasurer, for his report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As always, we want to talk about the economy, in particular how it pertains to our investment portfolio. Welcome everyone to the finance meeting. And so I will begin with the program fund report. So looking at the economy, and if 2020 was the year of the virus, 2021 will be the year of the vaccine and recovery. Massive recession brought on by COVID pandemic, massive bounce of the, off the bottom. And it was helped by multiple multi-trillion dollar stimulus and Fed action. And so current recovery slowing because large portions of the economy still remains hampered by certain government restrictions. And although the election is almost a distant memory for most people and totally overshadowed by the pandemic and policies related, eventually the economy is plowing forward. And this is despite government control by either party. And so particularly if there's a split control in Congress between the GOP and the Democrats, as we see in at this time. So COVID, seasonal flu is down by 98% year over year with our limited social protocols, but COVID is still a contagious and spreading more than ever. But I think we're kind of desensitized to its impact, and I think we're moving forward with a little bit more of a freedom that I think could have made a difference in the beginning. It should be enough as far as vaccine and its distribution. Probably over 200 million Americans have received vaccines. So that, along with recovered COVID survivors, it definitely has shown that we may even have reached kind of a herd immunity back in Q3 in 2021. But the real goal, and I know that we're talking about something that affects our health, but also it kind of puts a picture with Wall Street in projecting what's going to happen in our economy. So related to the gross domestic product, we're still a long way from our peak in 2019, and even further when we would have been without the pandemic in Q3 and Q4 of 21. And we did see a little bit of a surge in 2022, and that should kind of carry us through a little bit more. Importantly, unemployment. The U.S. lost around 22 million jobs, and the current unemployment rate is overstating how the job market has actually improved based on the way it's calculated. So the unemployment rate should be around 5% by 2020, at the end of 2023. So this will largely depend on the major services and travel industry to come back to hiring people again. So looking at earnings, corporate earnings held up and could hit a new high in 2023. And there's a big question for 2023 that has to do a lot with potential new tax laws that are coming from the Biden administration. All of these changes that happen in 2022 are going to come to reality in 2023. So good and bad, some tax law changes and things that can make a huge difference. Looking at how things were prior to the congressional elections in 2022, we're looking at some high corporate profits likely in 2023. So inflation, the upward surge in demand for discretionary services should push inflation to around 2% for the next several years, which is better than we have seen. So equities, our U.S. stock finished the year strong, but diverse, with a down up 9% and the S&P 500 up as well. Developed international stocks close the year up as well, and emerging markets specifically had a strong year. So like it was that kind of a Christmas surge that you always hear about. So we're looking at as far as the importance, of course, in diversification, and that's in growth and value. And if you look at our portfolios, which I'll talk about, we do have a very strong diversification, and that's something that has kept us, from the incredible losses that most portfolios have seen or that the S&P has seen. The Federal Reserve lowered interest rates, and possibly even this year we'll see some interest rate changes, half a point, maybe 1 point or two. But overall, I don't think that the market is as pensive about that potential. That's kind of as things are, a perspective on the market when it's that's exactly what it is. It's a perspective. Who knows what's going to happen, but we're in a good place. And so if I may, I will continue with our net worth statement. So in the checking general fund, $90,522. Market rate general fund, $46,790. Checking and claims and services fund, $64,042. Market rate claims and services fund, $62,993. Van replacement fund at $106,376. And what I want to say about that is that we sent out basically a survey, but since our transportation program has really not recovered post-COVID, the assessment of our vehicles, being that they were not utilized, and also the fact that National has a limitation of van purchases. You know, fortunately for one of our largest transportation, the largest in California, but largest transportation network overall in the United States is San Diego. They received a generous donation from Stater Brothers that they were able to acquire two vans. And so that's why our van replacement fund is so robust, but again, intent of the donors. So anything in that fund will remain dedicated to that fund. And so we will assess that again next year in regards to van purchases. The payroll holding account is $43,791, petty cash at $500. Our program fund from December 31st, 2022, $3,268,586. So total current assets liquid was $3,683,631. Assets fixed income, the department headquarters building, $1,175,000, and probably could be appraised higher. Headquarters vehicle, we only have one vehicle now. That's our white truck. $16,500 is its assessed value. So total fixed assets, $1,191,500. Total assets for the department right now at $4,875,131. Any questions regarding our net worth statement? Hearing none, I will move on to an overall viewpoint of our current budget. So this is as of this is our present budget. So what is available to you in the transaction report, and I hope that you know you have had an opportunity to review the transaction report for your approval, is that any question that you have regarding any of the transaction report disbursements or checks that were written against the department for services, or any checks that were received or revenue that was received, you will be able to associate it directly with the line item. So, looking at our claims and services budget, which is, your general fund budget. So member per capita, right now we have a budget of 200,000. Last year, during the last fiscal year, we received closer to $300,000 under the member per capita distribution. And so we're looking at right now $90,890. And so it's a fair budget to indicate that we should get some other distributions when it comes to our budget related to the member per capita distribution. Under donations, miscellaneous in general, donations, you can look under your transaction reports under line item 4900, and you can see anything that we received regarding the $622.98. State convention, we not had that yet, so we have budgeted for, ticket sales and registration, $5,000. We drew $50,000 from the reserve funds, a total of, $150,000 from our divestment from our institutional investment to meet budget requirements. And so from the DAV California Rehab Foundation, we allocated under the general fund budget $59,737, and we have received that. That's our projected revenue under the general fund budget. And under our actual expenditures, if you look at, you know, a lot of the specific line items under our expenditures, under headquarters salary in general, with the half a year gone, we are looking, you know, quite good in regards to being able to manage our headquarters salary. And on the claim to the services side, you will also see that the service, our field service budget for our employees in the field, and as we begin to grow in greater strength than we did have in regards to employees last year, and we post COVID, we've hired you know, more staff coming back into our staff for our field operations. Under the general fund, under accrued leave, you'll see that we've exhausted more on the claims and services side under accrued leave, but we do have accrued leave on the general fund. And Mr. Chairman, we will, you know, review budget and some of these areas prior to the budget meeting that we'll have in the spring to assess if we are maintaining enough as far as in the budget for what we can determine to be actual expenses. So building operations, there's not been any major need for any type of high dollar item. And if we did have something like that, we'd let you know. There is some active construction being done right across the street regarding the bridge project. They're keeping it fairly clean, but you can see, you know, large construction vehicles and enormous pillars that are being inlaid for the bridge project. And we have been advised by our attorneys who are representing us in the eminent domain case that although we have agreed to settle for a certain amount, the distribution won't happen because we're kind of in a situation where our neighbors, the scaffolding company, they're waiting for their decision on their end of the eminent domain issue. So we'll wait and see. But like I said, as far as encroachments and things, we're already seeing them happen in regards to the construction project. So we're notified via email of any barriers or impediment for us to be able to get into our parking lot. But overall, we're able to maintain operations either, offsite or at the office when we're here. Have not seen a great impact in that. Looking at other aspects of our budget, you know, everything looks really, really well. I think, you know, under department directory and bylaws, the directory was well received. We received a lot of excellent feedback thanks to the staff in putting it together. And I'll tell you, it's a very tedious effort, especially when, you know, we weren't getting responses from chapters. So if you see in the bylaws where it says refer to a department online directory, because we can actively change that directory online, but it was good to have an actual in-hand directory. So they did a great job regarding all of that effort. You know, everything else is looking like it's tracking very well. We can only expect that we are well within our budget. And I'll take any questions that you might have on the general fund budget before I proceed to the claims and services budget.
Any questions? Okay, moving forward.
Okay, moving forward to the claims and services budget. Once again, as I indicated, it is definitely available for you to look specifically to the to the transaction report and coordinate that with the line item. And so when we're looking at the revenue, DAV Industries, DAV Charities of Central California, our employee support is just, it's there. And we have a good relationship with both of our partners in providing excellent service. And thank you to their generosity for helping us to be able to have the great service and employees that we have in those two markets. Under California Rehab Foundation, out of the $485,000 budget, we've received $100,000 of that budget. And so we appreciate the support, of course, from our partners on the foundation. United Way, $16.15. Donations under miscellaneous.
My computer speakers suck.
His computer speaker sucks.
The only sound we got is your phone.
Program, we have. Can somebody please mute your speaker? Thank you. So under our donations for the transportation program, a lot of chapters and as far as private donations are specific to our transportation program, and so we've not received anything that we could essentially qualify under that donation, but we'll maintain hope that we will receive something in regard to that. Our Brightburn West LA transportation, we budgeted $100,000. We received from the residuals from the oil partnership that we have $47,150. And of course, you'll see in the expenditures that's going to directly to Butterfly for our transportation in the West LA area. Reserve fund, as I indicated, we've divested $250,000 from our reserve fund in order to maintain our operations. And so we don't foresee any other need for a divestment. And so we'll let it ride with the market and its volatility, and hopefully we'll do better. But as I indicated, you know, just the way we have positioned ourselves and the able managers that we have, they've done a great job in keeping us, you know, at too much of a loss. I mean, there is a loss and there's a loss for everybody. However, like I said, we will be able to foresee that we will not need to divest any further. So national DAV contributions, we typically get those in June, November, and December. So we anticipate those distributions. So $269,426. So we will hopefully receive an additional distribution under the national DAV contributions. Looking at expenditures. Once again, you know, headquarters salary, our 401k match, you know, we wish more employees took advantage of that. However, we do have, where we have an additional 3% of a safe harbor distribution. If an employee's been with us a year, they qualify for that, and that's a great incentive. So, I mean, now and to be an employee with the Department of California, we abide by the locales minimum wage, but all of our employees are making, in most cases, more than minimum wage. They have health care and they have the 401k match. And I think we offer a great employment opportunity. So accrued leave, this is where I was talking about on accrued leave. We had some more tenured employees leave us. And so the budget of $6,000, this should carry us through with the $4,285 out of the $6,000. We should be okay moving forward in the year. But Mr. Chairman, we may want to consider, the increase in this on the claims of services side under accrued leave. It wouldn't hurt. We'll just increase it in the advent of someone who has a lot of leave. Under service program salaries, as I indicated, we're doing well in that regard. Equipment means software, telephone for both the headquarters and the NSO offices, we're fine. Headquarters travel, service program travel, commander's travel, all of our travels are looking well. I would indicate even under most training now with our DSOs is done virtually. However, I have to commend our record of operations and our voluntary services director, as far as their journey that they had this recently, visiting a lot of our field operations and making, a point to meet the directors of VA operations and really just move forward on let's get our programs moving forward and volunteer recruitments. And of course, as it's been coined, the year of the volunteer for our department is really the push that we want to have in improving just our core of volunteer drivers, our core of hospital volunteers, our core of our just accounting for our local veterans assistance program. And so that's very important. Under communications, commending the staff. We had kind of a packet party before the end of the year, where the welcome home packets were sent out, and the feedback that I received from the chapters is they had no idea in some cases, because 70% almost of membership recruitment is done by our service officers, and so chapters don't know that they're getting a new member. So these membership packets offered information about not only services DAV have for them, but they can spread to, we're not going to have that once the bridge is built. So the welcome home packet also provided information to the chapters about these potential active members for their community. So I think it brought a twofold response. And so great job on the crew here on initiating this important program of outreach to members, people who are members, veterans who have become members and should know more about what we're doing here in California, what they're doing in their community, who their leaders are in their community. And all of that was part of the packet. So great job. Legislation, JR is doing a great job. We're getting ready for our pilgrimage to Washington again. We have our critical policy goals to work towards enlightening the members of Congress on what the AD is doing and advocating for. So great work there. So as you can see, everything else is going well. In regards to legal, I just want to say this is that, we do have an extensive endeavor going on with one of our former chapters and for the sake of just, keeping it at a and just kind of a confidential information, I would say that it is ongoing. The parties who are implicated in it have been notified of our tentative action. We have an active buyer for the property, and so everything in regards to what we can do, we have accomplished, and we are communicating actively with every party that's necessary, and so we're in a good position to I think at the end of the day win this case and be able to move on from it. I know it's been a long and convoluted process. However, everything's going well. But as I indicated, if you look at Butterfly Technology, they're the ones who are directly receiving those funds that we're getting from the Brightburn operations. What we used to do in the past was pay for this third party transportation. However, we didn't see that there was a consistent funding source coming in from the residual that was contractually obligated. And I didn't want to, this committee, I'm sure, can agree, I didn't want to commit outside of what we're receiving to utilize department funds to go ahead and obligate us, to something that it shouldn't be. So in a direct way, funds are utilized, every single penny, intent of the donor, that goes into this transportation program. And Butterfly is handling that end of it. So we look forward to another great convention. I want to say to you that $72,000 has been dedicated thanks to this department and its the advent of the CCAP program to begin with, and we are going to have a great time. I'm going to announce the future convention sites, but our convention in Reno was one of the highest attended conventions, and we look forward to another highly attended convention, not only from the location, but also from the support that we'll have under the CCAP program, and we'll enhance that even more. Utilizing our NSOs in that program to help us as event team, as I think has been beneficial from both sides, both on the professional side of the NSO offices and also this department. I want to thank all of you, and I will entertain any questions on any budget or investment questions that you may have in my presentation.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Herman with a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Bogan,
I have a second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion to accept the transactions report, to approve this transaction report.
I make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Kerber, the second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. We don't have any additional items for the agenda at this time, so I'm going to go into committee comments, and we're going to go by the roll. So, Commander Mosley.
Yes.
Any additional?
Yes. Thank you. Fantastic report, Dan. It was very detailed. I'm also familiar with the operations, and I thought you were well spoken on a variety of subjects that are going on with headquarters, the budget, and I thought you were very open and transparent. So. And that kind of goes out to everyone that's involved in listening. Dan is a great book of knowledge and is very open. If you do have questions, probably reach out to headquarters later. But thank you for a wonderful report. And I pass it back to you, Chairman George Cease.
Thank you. Okay, James Bogan.
No comment.
Okay, Michael Kerr. Mike, your voice is muted.
Yeah, I got it. I clicked on it. Nothing too much here. I just proud of all the work we've done. We've obviously had a rough couple of years trying to navigate the pandemic, but Dan and Robert and our staff out here at headquarters seem to have done a bang up job. And I'm always impressed with the report and what they have to say and the state of our organization. So kudos to them. And thank you all for attending.
Okay. Senior Vice Commander Nancy Casey.
I want to first thank Mr. Bogan for giving me a little more time to speak because he passed. So I'm going to say thank you, Dan. Thank you, staff. Thank you, everybody. Dan, that's an amazing report. You touched on so many elements that do affect our finances, whether it's economy or efforts that we're doing. And for the year of the volunteer, you incorporated so many issues. I don't know. I'm just inspired. I think it's a great report. I appreciate your leadership and stewardship of our funds, and well done. Thank you.
And Nancy, are you finished?
Yes, yes, that completes okay. Oh, my comment.
Okay, thank you. Junior Vice Commander Joseph Skoda.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be part of this. It's always exciting to find out where our money goes in the department, of course, and going line by line. All of us have been involved in different budgets over the years and different organizations. That's a hard job. And I'm really thankful that Dan leading that with George here as a chair, and we're able to find out where our money goes. And it could change from year to year, but a very well detailed report. And I just appreciate being part of it and getting to know what the department's doing.
Okay, and our judge advocate, Guy Anastasia.
Great report. Thank Dan and his staff, everybody at headquarters that helps them put it together. And it's nice to know that our money's safe and it's being invested. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, Delphine Metcalf Foster, past national commander, past state commander, and chairman of the Claims and Service Commission.
Great report. I really appreciate the honesty and the straightforwardness, what's going on in our department, and it always have been. And I just give kudos to everyone here.
Okay, I think that includes everybody. So I want to thank everybody again for their participation, their service on this commission and within the organization. I think that as we start moving forward and can start getting back together and all many things will be able to be accomplished much more so than the last couple of years. But thank you again for sticking with us and doing your jobs. And I do look forward to seeing everybody at convention. The other thing is there has been some question as to do we pay attention to needs of people or do we accept changes, things like that. And certainly anybody can talk to myself or Dan or any Delphine even will take a call if you have any questions. And also don't think we're ignoring anything or not wanting to hear anybody. Everybody is a part of this organization and certainly has a voice and can ask the questions. We have set meetings that we accept changes or consider changes. And like we have an upcoming spring finance committee meeting that we will be preparing and planning if we are going to look at any increases or anything like that. So just to let everybody know, we're not ignoring anybody. We never will ignore anybody. You can call us, we can talk about things, but there are protocols in place for as far as how the budget is run and how it will be, if there are going to be any changes or anything like that. So that being said, I'm going to say that the next meeting of the DAV Finance Committee will be announced at a later time, and I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Her with a motion.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Commander Mosley, seconds.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right, SEC in a half hour. Thank you all. See you later.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.